for all of us, guys we played with, have traveled to their schools, visited with them over the years, recruited players. You know, they have these vested interests in their young players developing from the time they're 13 or 12 or even younger until they come through high school, and then we take them from there and see these guys move on and become professionals in their fields, whatever that is. It's really cool to have these high school coaches here.
Did you do those? Did you do clinics and stuff like this, like the one today and down at SUU and stuff? Or?
We tried. There weren't 400 assistant and head coaches from around the state there, but we had some things like that. Yeah, our bigger networking opportunity really with the high school coaches was our team camp.
Okay.
We normally got 3,000 or 4,000 per summer kids coming through with multiple teams, up to 30 or 40 teams over a 2 or 3 week period.
So just recruiting wise, I mean, just benefit to have that relationships and, you know, these opportunities to build it like that, I guess. Well.
It is. This is the you know, in recruiting, every coach is polished, and you go out on the road and every coach says the right things and acts the right way. But out there on the field, when things aren't going right, for these high school coaches to see that our coaches are classy guys who care first about the players, our priority is the players and treating them right, I think that's a huge opportunity for us to show who we really are.
Benefit for them is that they get to maybe learn something new.
Yeah, I think this is kind of for them a mini convention, you know, maybe an excused day from their regular job to come over and do football, right? And supported by their school districts as professional growth, and then so they come over here and network with each other, and then with us too. And sometimes recruiting conversations happen, but that's not really the priority for us at all. And there's an exchange of ideas. Like, most of the clinic are the high school coaches speaking to the high school coaches. You know, these guys don't necessarily want to know how we run offense, defense, and special teams. They want to know what's applicable to the high school level. And then if they do talk with us, it's usually about more technical stuff, fundamental things, blocking, tackling, ball security, things like that.
Talk about your time here so far. You've come out here assistant head coach. Just kind of give a rundown of just what's it been like for you? It's been like a whirlwind for you.
It has been. It's amazing. I feel like as soon as I've hit my stride in recruiting, it was moving on to winter conditioning, and then as soon as I felt like I was getting to know some of the guys, you know, on the team by name and face, then we were in pads, and then I didn't recognize any of them, right? And I had to relearn them. We finally got the names on the back of the jerseys, and So I think probably the players are kind of on the same schedule. They're trying to get to know not just their position coach, but all of the other coaches and have a level of comfort around here. And, you know, I think probably just when I feel like I know the whole team, will be taking off for spring recruiting in the next 3 weeks.
I saw President Worthen out there. What's it like having the university president drop by practice and, you know, hang out like he was doing out there today?
Yeah, that's so huge. That's huge for our student athletes, I think. As coaches, we know because he's here and involved all the time. You know, President Richardson as well. As you know, we just have a lot of the university administration takes the time to develop a vision that's not just campus wide, but then, you know, also translates into our department and what we do from recruiting to player development to getting these guys matriculated. So that's something we understand really well, but I think for players to see the university president, faculty, other, you know, VPs from across campus at practice, I think that's a big boost.
Did he learn much coaching clinic wise, do you think?
He didn't ask me any questions. I don't know if he has anything to learn from me.
When you look at residual effects of spring football, especially with installing new stuff, what are you looking to get out of it, and what can be taken through the summer with these guys and the new schemes?
You know, almost nothing installation-wise. I mean, we hope that there's some carryover and some familiarity, but fall training camp is plenty of time to get the scheme back on point where we need it. It's really the fundamentals, and if things have been stressed in a different way in the past because of a different scheme, so when players line up in different formations and different schemes, then the fundamentals change a little bit. Not so much the basic fundamentals of blocking and tackling, but more first step, second step, where the eyes are, where the hips are. Those things change by scheme. And so that's the thing we need to carry over the most, because that is really hard to do in 3 or 4 weeks of training camp. That's why it's so hard for a freshman to play. It's not that they don't know what to do, it's how to do it.
So with that, so where does that continue to go? Is that somewhere with strength and conditioning coaches who are able to work with them throughout the summer because there are different dead periods and things of contact? I mean, how does that carry over for the next few months getting into August?
There's not much opportunity. The NCAA doesn't allow that, and they're really protective of the players' time during the summer, which we all think is a great thing. So there's not much carryover, so we have to have some of that carryover for the players on their own. And it won't be uncommon if you came around here like at this time of day after the morning weights throughout the summer and walked around on the patio, it wouldn't be uncommon to see 20 or 30 players out there working on some of those fundamental things within our schematic system.
Did you highlight anybody that you feel like is grasping what's going on with the changes on defense that you think is kind of further ahead than you might have expected them to be?
Akili Davis has been playing wide receiver, and he's certainly capable. I think he's slotted as a starting wide receiver, but he has good ability on both sides of the ball. So he this week he practiced with us on defense and did a tremendous job. Really struck through today as a tackler, which to show up as a tackler was not something that we were expecting from a guy coming over from offense. We thought that would maybe be the last part of his game to develop. So really exciting there. And to make the transition, we also, Troy Warner, who we recruited as a two-way athlete, he went over to the offense this week and really showed up nicely. So those were the kind of the surprises of the week, really, is how quickly those guys were able to transition. And I think there's no decision at all on whether they'll stay, but right now we just want to explore their versatility.
What did you see in Akili that made you want to explore him? Is just size and want to see what it would look like, or what made you think that you wanted to see him over there?
Yeah, he's you know, in the type of system that we play defensively, he's got a lot of the tools. He's got long arms, and he's really fast. He's got an extra gear, and he's very confident. So we were using him. You know, we knew what Troy could do offensively from his high school video, but defensively, we were using Akili on the punt return as a corner, and he was getting the best reps, the best hold up, the best jam. He was actually covering man to man on the punt wide receivers, or gunners is what we call them. And he was just doing a really good job. So we just approached him and said, "Would you like to explore playing both ways?"
What's the battle gonna be like now? You take us into the coach's room where you're like, "Hey, we want Akili on this side of the ball," yeah, and watch Ben Cahoon and Ty Denver go at you. What's that gonna be like?
No, that's what's awesome about this staff is, number one, Kalani's not afraid to exert leadership and say, "Here's what I think is best for the team," and then he's not afraid to hear the opinions back, and everybody speaks up that has a role in it. But all of us just want what's best for the team. I mean, it's on the offensive side, that's Ben Cahoon, and that's Ty Detmer, really, who worked the most with Akili. And those guys are, you know, they're a dozen plus years each at the professional level. You know, I mean, they know that you don't win games with wide receivers or corners. You win games with the best team that you could possibly have. So really mature discussions, and that way we can present a unified front to the players and not keep them guessing and wondering what the plan is.
In high school, Troy Warner played tight end. Is that the position he's been moved to on offense?
No, I think for us, at least right now, he certainly has the potential to grow, and he's got great muscle development for a young player, but I think right now he's working just more as a receiver, outside receiver.
And that is Akili Davis at corner. It's not a safety position, it'd be at a bump and run corner.
Yeah, true corner, you know, for his ability to play in space and man-to-man coverage, and we have to teach him some zones and things like that. He'll have to go back to some of his high school days, but what a start for him. He showed up today.
Are there any other offensive guys that did any cross-training this week that maybe weren't as noted as what Akili Davis was able to accomplish, but are still seeing some maybe going back and forth?
There wasn't any cross-training, but two running backs, Dye and Hall, both really stepped up today and had great scrimmages. And those guys, I think, were kind of floating around in the middle of the depth chart. And, you know, you'd have to talk to Coach Mahe and Coach Detmer to see, you know, if there's any change after today. But they certainly, I think, had really good scrimmages today. Did an excellent job running the ball. Both were really physical and downhill, and they bring a lot of quickness. They're not the biggest backs, but they both played really big today. And two guys, I played with both of their dads, so it's really cool to see them get after it today and have a good time, lead the offense.
How do you feel defensively? The edge rush is coming along, just as far as getting guys, you know, into the backfield, disruptive like that.
Good. There's Cy has moved from linebacker to defensive end and really shows some not just some natural ability, but he's also working to gain a little bit of weight. And he's right now he's really lean, and so he's, even though he's carrying a defensive end weight at 245 to 250, you know, he's working every day to get bigger and stronger, and he's really shown up as a pass rusher. Sione Takitaki's another guy that's just really progressing at the position. And then the one that brings a great blend of speed and power is Masi. And then there's a couple of the other guys, only known by number, but 49 and 43, I think, are those guys bring good presence too. So I think we have really good depth at that outside rush position. And today we were working a little bit in and out of the odd and even front, so we're bringing some linebackers, and Fred really has a knack for rushing the passer off the edge. Has done a great job with that, making some negative plays.